Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Showers and thunderstorms likely today, mostly sunny otherwise with our high nearing 89. Showers continue overnight tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 63. Sunny and 89 on Saturday, and clear skies over Saturday night with a low around 65. A slight chance for some rain Sunday, sunny with our high of 91, and scattered showers may continue Sunday night with a low around 64. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster. Currently at 64 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas Department of Transportation is working to create new regulations regarding trains and the railroad industry across the state of Kansas by having a minimum two-person crew on all trains with concerns of derailments or potential collisions.
We're trying to err on the side of safety.
We're talking about hundreds of tons of nasty, nasty stuff going through your communities every single day. They want to put that trust in this. I have been on a train where I've pulled a body from a car.
We consider that two crew today, right? So that the trailing conductor could be doing a rolling inspection of the train.
That was Emily Brown, Kansas Department of Transportation staff attorney. Along with Ty Dragoo, the Sheet Metal, Air, Rail, and Transportation Workers Kansas chair, the rail industry, however, says that the minimum is already a mandate at the federal level, and these negotiations should be between the railroad companies and the federal government.
Come celebrate with us in July at Seven Clams First Council Resort Casino, your home of life-changing jackpots. While supplies last, earn 20 points on your Seven Clams Rewards card. Receive a free American flag t-shirt. July needs more random rewards. 2,500 in random rewards will be given away every Wednesday. $6,000 in random rewards on Saturday, beginning July 8th. And a brand new 2023 Ram 1500 will be given away on July 29th. It's all here at your home for life-changing jackpots. Seven Clams First Council Resort Casino. Highway 77 New Kern.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today.
The city of Overland Park, Kansas, has been ranked as one of the top five least stressed cities across the nation, according to the latest report from WalletHub.com. WIBW reports that in the latest report from the 2023's most and least stressed cities in America, Overland Park ranked number five nationwide, looking at data ranging from the average weekly work hours to unemployment rates to divorce rates and suicide rates. The city of Kansas City overall ranked 87th nationwide as one of the most stressed cities in the nation, ranking 91st for work stress, 83rd for financial stress, 150th for family stress, and 15th for health and safety stress. Wichita was number 104 nationwide, ranking 151st for work stress, 57th for financial stress, 151st for family stress, and 52nd for the health and safety stress. Some of the most stressed cities in the nation included Cleveland, Ohio at number 1, followed by Detroit, Michigan, Baltimore, Maryland, Birmingham, Alabama, and Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. A new presidential candidate coming out of the state of Nebraska, putting another notch in the political record as a new candidate that's not identifying as either Republican nor Democrat, has now started known as the Pink Party, and says they are also the first transgender woman to be on the ballot as a presidential candidate.
Children are a prized possession of America. Far too often, mothers decide to get pregnant, and children are being neglected, like myself, being personally persecuted because of the lack of oversight.
That was presidential candidate Jennifer Ney of the Pink Party on KSNB Local Channel 4, where Ney says that the political agenda focuses on the polarizing school safety, deregulating trucking restrictions, and protecting children from neglect. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The annual Marshall County Fair Horse Show is Thursday, and the fair continues Friday with livestock weigh-in from 2 until 6. 4-H and open class entries will be accepted Friday from 4 until 8, and the Schmitz Blitz performs free at 8 p.m. Bob Lindquist with the Marshall County Fair Board extends an invitation.
It's going to be a little warm like normal, but it's fair time, I guess, so we'll see everybody out here Thursday the 13th and goes through the 18th. There's a lot of things going on and the new items, so they just have to come and see what's going on, I guess. Have a good time.
Bob Lindquist will be our public affairs guest this weekend, airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY, as a busy weekend is ahead for the fair.
Saturday, we got the livestock judging going on, and then Saturday evening, Rewind Band is playing, and we have the figure eight races. The races start at 7, and the Rewind starts at 8.
Some changes are in store with no carnival operating this year. The operator from Oklahoma was no longer traveling this far north. Some other activities have been added Sunday that will add to the excitement.
We got bounce houses coming, three of them. We're having a car show on Sunday. There's going to be a cornhole tournament in conjunction with that. Race at 6 o'clock, and we're hoping the car show will be over by 5 where those guys can just go on up and go through the parade.
The car show Sunday is open to anyone and will be held on the fairgrounds from 1 to 5. Also Sunday, House of the Rising Sun will perform Christian music on the square at 4. The parade begins at 6. Entry still being accepted for the fair parade Sunday evening. Call the Blue Rapids City office at 785-363-7736. This year's theme, the place to be in 23. Join KNDY for live reports beginning Friday afternoon with Stacy Mayer. Then throughout the day Saturday, 4-H youth who took part in the pre-fair judging last week talk about their projects and involvement. Those reports air throughout the day Saturday on KNDY. Marshall County Commissioners meeting Monday will be held at the fairgrounds in Blue Rapids beginning at 8:30 a.m. A stream advisory has been issued for the South Fork of the Nemaha River for a section north of Seneca as water contamination detected Thursday from runoff at a confined animal feeding facility had resulted in fish kill, and tests indicated that bacteria and contaminants may be present. 6 months into cleanup of the oil spill in Washington County, crews have completed shoreline cleanup and made significant progress restoring vegetation, sand, and rocks comprising the creek bed with affected material moved off-site. 35 of 37 million gallons of water have been treated so far. Some 13,000 barrels of crude oil were spilled into a section of Mill Creek in Washington County from the Keystone Pipeline in December. A groundbreaking was held recently for an expansion and remodeling project at the Nemaha Valley Community Hospital in Seneca. The $22 million project will include a new nursing wing, emergency operations expansion, as well as surgical and services updates, including new mechanical systems.
It's that time of year. Hey, Blue Valley customers, come see us this summer at one of the county fairs to pick up your customer appreciation coupons for the 4-H food stands. Help us celebrate another year of keeping our communities connected and how much we appreciate the opportunity to serve you. Find the full schedule at bluevalley.net/summer.
Judy J. Moorhead, age 59, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Visitation Friday, 4 until 8. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Judy Moorhead. Adam Casey Ingram, age 53, of Washington, passed away June 26th. Family is planning a celebration of life service Saturday, July 15th at 2 p.m. at his residence, 2270 Rainbow Road at Washington, with the Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Casey Ingram.
Gary D. Buckshot Vitosh, age 77, of Odell, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday at 2:30 from Our Savior Lutheran Church, Odell. Burial in the Odell Czech Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday from 4 until 6 at the Griffith Huvendick Chapel in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Gary Buckshot Vitosh. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, fried chicken with mashed potatoes, broccoli and cauliflower salad, and fruit cocktail. Monday's menu, baked fish, cornbread, cheesy potatoes, Normandy blend, and mandarin oranges. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some showers and thunderstorms are likely today. Some storms may produce heavy rain, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower 80s and lower 90s. Showers and thunderstorms are likely overnight tonight, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Sunny throughout Saturday with our highs in the mid 80s and lower 90s. And mostly clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. There will be another slight chance for some scattered showers on Sunday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and mid-90s. Then showers may continue into Sunday night, otherwise staying clear with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. Temperatures warming up on Monday, some showers and thunderstorms possible, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid-80s and upper 90s. Then scattered showers may continue into Monday night, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the lower 60s and lower 70s. Mostly sunny skies on Tuesday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 100s. Partly cloudy throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the mid-60s and mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature mid-July, 91. Record high on this date, 115. The average low, 70. And the record low, 49. Sunset this evening, 8:54. Sunrise in the morning at 6:12. Sunshine, 65 degrees this hour, and that's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 14th of July. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Reflections in downtown Marysville is excited for Christmas in July. From the 14th until the 22nd, their Hallmark Keepsake Ornament Premiere will have you hearing sleigh bells. Pre-order your ornaments and get bonus Hallmark points as Reflections in Marysville rings in the Keepsake Ornament Premiere event, July 14th through the 22nd.
So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
That's Reflections in downtown Marysville.
Kansas heat got you in a mood? Cool off with CJ Express's free Fountain Drink Friday all summer long. Purchase 8 or more gallons of fuel and get a free 32-ounce fountain drink.
Northwestern keeps firing coaches. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Just days after launching its head football coach, Northwestern has now done away with head baseball coach Jim Foster. Foster, who previously coached Army, was only at Northwestern a little over a year, but an investigation determined he engaged in bullying and abusive behavior.
The big question here is, why did it take so long? The university initiated an investigation of Foster and claims of bullying and abusive behavior and comments and all sorts of things in late 2022, but he still coached the 2023 season.
ABC ESPN's Adam Rittenberg. Wildcat football named David Braun, just hired as D coordinator in January, interim head coach for the upcoming season.
For Braun, this is a massive jump. Guy has never coached in the Power 5 before. Certainly did really good work at North Dakota State as a defensive coordinator. That's why Northwestern hired him.
At Wimbledon, two heavyweight men's semifinal matches. First up, world number 8 Jannik Sinner going up against second-ranked Novak Djokovic. The second features number 3 Daniil Medvedev and world number 1 Carlos Alcaraz. Alcaraz Thursday on the tilt with Medvedev.
It's going to be a really tough one, you know. I think his game is switched really well, you know, on this surface, on grass. But right now, I'm going to enjoy this moment. I'm going to say that you can't live, you know, playing a semifinal every year. So I'm going to enjoy this moment.
The second half of the baseball season begins tonight. Notable games on the schedule. The Dodgers take their 4-game winning streak into New York to take on the Mets, who are supposed to run away with the NL East, but are 6 games under 500, 18.5 games behind the Braves. New York's other team, the Yankees, will see Carlos Rodon on the mound for just the second time this season at the Rockies. Shohei Ohtani will be on the bump for the Angels at home against the Astros. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Wildcat fans, K-State soccer season tickets are on sale now. Secure your seats in Boozer Family Park to watch your Wildcats this fall. Prices remain unchanged at $40 general admission season tickets and $120 Wildcat 4-packs. Your best value at less than $4 per match. Purchase your season tickets by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com today. Go Cats!
MSC Boutique invites you to shop their $5 racks of beautiful boutique name brand clothing with more deals found inside during the Waterville Sidewalk Sale, July 13th through the 15th. Open normal business hours. MSC Boutique, big city style with small town service.
Norris Motor Company in Marysville invites you to check out the new 2023 Chevy Trailblazer. Sporty with lots of options and priced at just $25,500. They have a new 2023 Chevy Suburban High Country Edition. Plenty of room for everyone and everything. Check them out today at the Norris Motor Company in Marysville.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Friday, July the 14th. If it's Friday, it's time for the Stackline Report.
Unbelievable, friends, is what you'd have to say. When reports come out of Washington, you've got to hold your breath because it could be a big change, up or down with your markets. In this particular report, a game changer for soybeans, yes. USDA lit up the lights on the grain markets for the last couple of weeks, and I got to tell you, it's not over yet, because a lot of the traders who set the grain market on the Board of Trade don't believe it, but they have to believe it's enough to move the market, and boy, has it moved. USDA released this surprise. First of all, the June acreage report showed farmers planting 83.5 million acres of soybeans. That's a big reduction from what they were going to do in March, when it was 87.5 million acres. And this year's planted acres for soybean, 5% below last year. So that got everybody pretty excited if you were trading soybeans, right? And if you planted some, good luck, friends, because this old price is going to hang in there good, especially if these figures turn out to be true. We'll find that out in the next report, probably. In the meantime, guess where those acres came from? They put them into corn instead of soybeans. That surprise says farmers planted 94.1 million acres of corn this year, up from 91.9. That's 2.2 million acres more than they thought in March. Hope you make the right decision. See you on the next Stackline Report.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. The farm financial crisis made a big impact on agriculture and banking. K-State Agriculture Policy Specialist Jenny Ift reviews contributing factors to the crisis and other programs that were introduced during the 1980s.
First of all, you had high inflation throughout the 70s. And by the early 80s, the Federal Reserve Bank was going to address and bring down that inflation. And a part of this was through interest rates. So you had interest rates going up. During the 80s, a lot of farm loans would easily have 15 to 20% interest rates. So a sizable number of farmers had built up a large share of debt in the 1970s. So one statistic I have, you know, by 1980, 25% of farms in Iowa were highly leveraged.
The farm credit system had to have financial assistance to once again become operational.
The farm credit system reported a loss of $2.7 billion in 1985 and $1.9 billion in 1986. And that was the largest financial loss of any U.S. financial institution at the time, not just agriculture. So it was huge. And because of this, Congress did step in. There was legislation passed in 1985 and 1987. Now, some of this were structural reforms, changes to the farm credit system that are still in place today. But there was also financial assistance. You could call it a bailout. So money was provided to the farm credit system to help them get back onto firm financial footing. It took a while to repay, but that money that was given was actually paid back by 2005.
IFT explains that during the 1980s, there was the introduction of base acres.
So the Conservation Reserve Program was started. This took land out of production and made environmentally sensitive land out of production, made payments for that. You had payments for reducing production. And one interesting change was there was this acreage allotment. So you could get, you know, payments for only producing a certain amount of a crop. And in 85, the idea of base acres was introduced and put in place. So your acreage allotments, what you were allowed to produce and receive support for, was based on historic production. And we still have used base acres today. And these are really important because what they do is they de-link these payments, these support payments, this income support from your current production decisions. The payments are based on your historic production decisions.
That was K-State Agriculture Policy Specialist Jenny Ift discussing the agriculture industry in the 1980s and the lasting impacts from that time that are still seen. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Join us at the Marshall and Washington County Fairs for your chance to win special event and gate tickets to the Kansas State Fair. Look for our table on the fairgrounds during our KNDY summer giveaway. See our Facebook page for details. We want you at the fair.
The dog days of summer are a challenging time for avid fishermen. All about summer doldrums at the fishing hole from the old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, July 14th. It is the 195th day of the year, and actress Jane Lynch celebrates a birthday. For many of us, the summer doldrums are when the sun and persistent heat have drained our enthusiasm for doing much of anything. For fishermen, it means the midsummer lull when the fish just aren't biting. Here's a few tips for increasing your bite ratio. For starters, find deeper, colder water. Like us, fish are just looking for cool spots to hang out. The flowing water of a river is cooler than a lake or reservoir, and fish are generally more active there. And you might consider a night outing. Surface water will be significantly cooler, and tubers and jet skiers won't be turning it to a froth. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and find our best fishing days chart at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, 66 with sunshine this hour, and a pretty good chance of some storms developing late this afternoon into this evening. Stay tuned to KNDY for any updates.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It's been almost a week off for the Kansas City Royals to try and take some time and recoup after their four-game series against the Cleveland Guardians, and wrapping up that series 1-3 for the series and getting into the halfway point of their regular season as they're back home at Kauffman Stadium now with a three-game series against the Tampa Bay Rays. First pitch is tonight at 7:10 as they look to get back on track and turn their season around after losing each series so far. The four-game series against Cleveland ended up keeping the Guardians at the top of the AL Central with an overall record right now sitting at 500 at 45-45. It also kept the Royals at the bottom of the AL Central and now at 26-65 for their season. The Tampa Bay Rays will be another challenge for the Royals as they are atop the AL East sitting 58-35 for the overall season, but they are 23-20 on the road. After this three-game series, the Royals go on to remain at Kauffman Stadium to take on another four-game series against the Detroit Tigers starting on Monday.
It starts with you. You reach out to Kate News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Kate News, always on your side.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today. We are just months away from the kickoff of college football across the nation, with Kansas State and Kansas University getting geared up for the 2023 football season, with the latest ranking showing that Kansas State may be picked for second place in the Big 12, with the Jayhawks coming in at ninth in the early season predictions. Cake News reports that according to the Big12Sports.com, the rankings are in, with Kansas State coming off their Big 12 championship from last year, having placed second with 14 votes and 858 points in the rankings, just behind Texas, who's ranked at number one going into the season. The top five include Texas, Kansas State, the Oklahoma Sooners, Texas Tech at number four, and TCU at number five. Kansas State starts off their regular season with game number one set for September 2nd against Southeast Missouri State. The Kansas Jayhawks start their game number one starting on September 1st against Missouri State. The number one ranked Texas Longhorns are starting off their series against Rice, with the Oklahoma Sooners starting off the season against Arkansas State. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville American Legion baseball team, after a win versus Beloit earlier in the week, fell to Concordia, the top seed in zone play, 8-1, then dropped a 7-6 decision to Beloit, ending the season for Marysville American Legion Post 163.
Have a blast at the Beatrice Speedway this Friday night. Running IMCA modified sports mod stock, hobby stock, and sports compact, with a special double featured race this week in modified sport mod and hobby stock. Gates open at 6, hot laps at 7, with racing starting at 7:30. Let's go racing Friday evening at the Beatrice Speedway, sponsored by Kinetic Windstream.
Western National Bank would like to invite everyone out to the Blue Rapids Fairgrounds, July 13th through 18th, for the Marshall County Fair. Come enjoy a parade, tractor pull, and so much more from Western National Bank, with locations in Chester and Cairo, Nebraska, and Summerfield, Kansas. Member FDIC.
KNDY.
About you
and I didn't quite know what to say. Heard you've been making the rounds round here. Well, I've been trying to make tears disappear. Now I'm almost over you. I've almost shook these blues. When you come back around after it seems like forever, but I'm letting